Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Him, join your life. We're going to do a song as a part of our worship. How many know He's wonderful? Put your hands together and sing this.
just awesome. This word was on three. Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again just to come and to share a word with your people. Now, God, go with us and stand by us. Lift us, give us knowledge, grace, and that we need to move forward and do your will. We thank you for everything that you've done, what you're still doing, and that you're getting ready to do. So lift us, fill us with your love, with your spirit tonight. And we'll forever lift you, glorify you, magnify your holy and divine name. For this is our prayer, and your darling son, Jesus' name. It's for his sake. Every heart said amen. Amen. It's just good to be in the presence of the Lord. All that he's done for us, give him glory and thanks. We thank God for great opportunity to be here. Richmond, one more time. Honored and thankful for all of you. Donna, you here on campus tonight, those tuning in, want this word broadcast, and those that will be tuning in shortly via Facebook Live. Thank God for them as well. We want to just give God glory for being here. One of Mike Murdoch's books, Seeds of Wisdom. that I've come up with. Amen. Something that the Lord, I believe the Lord wants us to hear. Here he says, in number 27, in which we're starting with tonight, then we're going to go back and start with one. He tells us to mark contentious people. Mark contentious people. In other words, those who always create conflict. Those who complain and are hostile to everything. You need to put a mark on those people. Know who the hostile people are. You got to know who the complainers are. You got to know the ones who create conflict. In the house of God, you got to know these people. Come on. You got to know where the trouble is. Some people, sometimes they overlook it. But here, he's saying we got to mark. We got to know, because when you know where the troublemakers are, when you know where the ones that's complaining, that's causing the conflict, then you'll know how to deal with such. You don't put a mark on them. You'll think that that's this individual, but it's not that individual, but because that individual was close by. Come on. You know, when you're sitting amongst a crowd and you got a heckler and someone says something and they turn around and just so happen your face just looked like you the one said. But you didn't say it. Huh? So sometimes we got to put a mark on the ones that's causing the problem. Got to identify them, in other words. That's what it says. Don't be afraid to identify a troublemaker. All right. You can't be afraid. If you know the troublemaker, you got to make it known. Come on. You let that individual, those people that's causing the conflict and the complaint. Look, you're complaining too much. Y'all quiet. A lot of times we hurt people by not saying anything. Because they keep on doing the same thing. If people always hear you, when they begin to say something or complain, and somebody say, you're just complaining too much. Then watch this. They ain't gonna complain to you. Don't go to somebody else. You just complain too much. I'm teaching already. They'll stop coming to you then. Then they go to some. Why are you always complaining? They'll stop coming to that individual. But then they'll end up with one that do just as much complaining and causing conflict as they do. So they'll say, okay, this is where I sit, make my seat right here. This is it. And it never stops because people are falling in with it. Putting in with it instead of stopping it, marking the one that's hostile. Every time somebody says something to you, you want to turn your nose up because it's not pleasing to you. So you want to bring hostility amongst the crowd. This happens in the church of God. It happens in the house. Somebody say it happens. It happens in God's house. Do not give them an opportunity to air their grievances. Folk are going to find somebody that will listen to them and start agreeing with them. Yeah. There's going to be some folk that's going to fall in line putting their poisoning into you. They start injecting poison into you. Look, because if everybody else have rejected them and turned them down and told them what the problem is that they're seeing, and they leave them, they're not getting injected. So they keep on going trying to find somebody that they can make think like them and agree like they agree. Are you with me? Mark contentious people. Those that create conflict, complain, are hostile towards everything. Can't find no good in nothing. Because after a while, you'll be talking like them, sounding just like they sound. It'll fall on you. Especially if you're not strong. If you don't have word in you. And a lot of times people, it falls on them because they don't have anything in them. They don't have the word in them. Amen? Yeah, they don't have the word in them. So now because they don't have the word in them, they're infected by this poison. And now they begin to go and infect others. So now you got a crowd of infected people, and no one is seeking to get healed. But all they want to do is just contaminate the rest of the crowd. Come on. If I'm injected with poison, and I'm sick, and I'm bitter, and I want everybody else to be just as bitter as I am and hateful as I am. So I go and express all my hate and my anger towards whoever I'm hating to somebody that's going to listen, because sooner or later, they don't have somebody that they may, you may have the same person that they have a problem with. So now the injection has been put in, not for healing, but to spread this poison. You want to spread poison. So you got to make up in your mind that, look, I'm going to take charge. I'm going to take charge. I'm not going to allow anybody to inject negativity into me. Okay. I'm not going to allow anybody to inject this bitterness in me. Hatred. I refuse to allow them to inject this in me. Why should I walk around being looking mad and hateful all the time? You got some people that just can't smile no time. Because folk have injected sadness in them. You just like me. You just as poor as I am. You just as lonely as I am. You just as sad as I am. You just as in a better shape than I am. So now you got two walking together because they are three. So nothing in your life will ever be good because you're injected with poison. So you stay in the predicament you're in. And the sad thing about it all is when you inject yourself. Amen. Y'all didn't see that one coming. You didn't see that one coming. I know. That's the saddest part, when you're injecting yourself, when you're talking negative towards yourself. Self-injection, you know, just like when folks got to take insulin, they go and they inject themselves. They put it in themselves. Sometimes we put poison in ourselves, in our own mind. I'll never be able to do this. I can't come out of this. You're injecting yourself with negativity, so you end up where you are for so long because you put so much toxins in you. And as soon as we think the contamination of you being detoxed, you go back and inject yourself again. So now, it's saved.
Romans 16:17 says, mark them.
See, I thought it was just, you know, that we were just coming up with this stuff. But it's in the Word. Mark Romans. Romans chapter number 16, verse 17. Huh? It tells us to mark contentious people. This is what it says. Mark them which cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned. Look what it says that you must do. Avoid them. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Avoid them. Avoid complaints. You want to know a quick way for me to hang up my phone when you call me? Start telling me how bad you feel. Y'all ain't talking. I'm just all hurting all over. Start telling me that. Watch how fast my phone hangs up. Because what? The Bible tells me to avoid that negativity. If you're not trying to get anything positive from what you're going through, come on, you stay that way because that's all you talk. You don't talk by his stripes. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do this anymore. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do that. You know, this old body of mine just ain't working the way it used to work. It don't supposed to. It don't supposed to work. Your body don't supposed to work the same as it worked when you was five. But I'm wise enough now to know not to overdo. I can't do what a five-year-old do.
what they're going through, avoid them. Now you gonna start feeling just as worse. You know you're right. I did have a pain over here this morning. I wasn't really feeling well. I think I'm just gonna go home and just not do anything. Now you're shouting because you just got infected. He done infected him, man. You ain't got what's good in your life? What done happened to you? Are you where you need to be, where you think you should be now? I have the same problem. They're killing me with child support, same thing. So now you just as worse. Oh. He has so much bitterness and neglect in him that he injected this individual to do the same thing he was on. Come on. You might fall right in line with the negativity. Playing if you want to. This thing is serious. Proverbs 22:10 says, cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yeah, strife and reproach will cease. It shall cease. When you get rid of the negativity, that's when you're going to have peace. When you get rid of the complainers from amongst you, that's when you can have church. When you get rid of the scorners, reproach will cease. You ain't got nobody trying to outdo others, or trying to get you not to like somebody else because you done got rid of.
just like the man that jumped off the bridge with the other man. People will convince you, so-called saints, say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He pitied my every groan. Long as I live in trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. But people can convince you not to come and worship and praise and give thanks to God and have you out on an excursion. I've seen it many of time. Come on, many of time. People will cause you not to come. But in other words, their spirit is stronger than yours. Because you don't have connections. Cast them out. And the contention shall go out. You get away from me with that. You will not vex my spirit with that. No, you will not put that in my spirit. I refuse to let you put that in my spirit. How many times we've allowed folk to put things in our spirit? That we had bitterness towards somebody. Because we've allowed folk to put something in our spirit. The scorner. Come on. The scorner has you disliking people. Talking about folk. Then you started going and putting that same infectious disease into somebody else. Okay, let's go to the next one. 28. Do not feed an argumentative attitude. Do not feed an argumentative attitude. This is in Richmond. This Bible in Richmond is for you to take notes. You don't have these handouts. So you got to do some work for yourself. It ain't for you to go and look on the sheet. It's for you to put it on the sheet. Sometimes you got to write. Do not feed an argumentative attitude. Because believe it or not, you will be challenged. There's going to be somebody wanting to start an argument or a quarrel with you. You're going to be challenged. Look, it's going to happen. By the end of the night. Tomorrow. Somebody going to want to start an argument with you. But you're getting this lesson tonight not to feed an argumentative attitude. Don't fall for it. Look at somebody say, don't fall for it. You got to refuse to feed that contentious spirit. That conflicting spirit. That complaining spirit. That hostile spirit. You got to refuse to feed it. Because as long as you feed it, the more it's going to keep on going. Got to know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your blessings while sitting at the table.
You got to know. You got to learn how not to feed these spirits, because it's going to erode your keenness and it's going to break your focus. When you start feeding into negativity, when you start feeding into this bitterness, when you start feeding into the envy, the hatred, the argumentative attitudes, it's going to break your keenness. You're not going to be as sharp as you should be, and then you're going to lose your focus. You begin to get blind to the fact. It catches off guard, and you start saying stuff and doing things that you really shouldn't be doing or saying. Because now they got y'all folks. See, I told you they not who they say they are. He's running around talking about they got the Holy Ghost, they're a preacher, they're a deacon, they're a missionary, talking about they go to church. I don't know why they going to church. They ain't doing nothing better. They like just as messed up and tore up as mine. I don't even know why they going down there with that fool blind praying church. That's why I ain't going there. I ain't going down there praying. When I go, I'm going to be right. That's why all this stuff, because we start feeding into all of these negative things. And we lose our focus. You got to know how to redirect the conversation. You got to know how to redirect this conversation to the power of God. When folk come up to you with something that's not kingdom minded, you got to know how to redirect that. Because as much as you feed into it, and the more you feed into it, the more they're going to come bring more and more to you. So you're going to be filled up with so much trash. Come on. You ain't going to be able to do anything good. Because you got too much trash in you. You stinky. You got something in you from everybody. And it's rotting your system. It's rotting your spirit. Y'all ain't talking. Huh? Y'all ain't talking. The more you allow folk to bring stuff to you, that's trash. And it's piling up in you. And look, when the top is pulled off of you, there's an aroma that comes off. Y'all ain't talking. There's an aroma when you begin to put trash, and our trash come once a week, when you begin to put trash in there, the open bags and stuff, just throw all kind of stuff in there, foods and different things in there, and you sit it in there, especially when it gets hot. Y'all ain't talking now. Especially in the hot summer days, and that now all of that heat is cooking all that rotten and stuff in that's in the trash. So when you lift up the top, there's an aroma that comes up out of the trash can that's unbearable. And that's why we are like we are in the spirit realm, because we've caught so much trash and people have piled so much trash on us and it began to rotten and stink. And so now when you pull the top off, folks, you've been fooling yourself. You've been running around fooling people trying to think that you were filled with the Holy Ghost power and you had this and you had that. But now the top have just been pulled off you. And now we smell everything that's in you. And we know now that you've been full of it. That's why I say when he can't sense it. He can't take it. It's unbearable. His nostrils say it. A sweet smelling Satan. All that sin is stinking. He pulled the top off. You got to know how to redirect the conversation to the power of God, the potential miracle that's about to be birthed. Proverbs 15:1. It's so simple.
away wrath.
Oh, yeah.
But grievous words, they stir up anger. And when you're sitting there and you feed it in the stuff, you start saying things that you really don't want to say.
Amen.
And some of them say things that they want to say. They were just waiting for the moment for it to come out. That's the stuff that's been built up in them so long, that's been sticking, that's been rotting, and really ready to come out now. It's there, because it's been piled up, been covered. Folks just been putting stuff on top of it, everything, putting more stuff on top of it. Now here comes somebody else putting some more on top of that. And now when you get ready to go and dump the trash, like when you know anything about trash, and trash pickups, when you go and the trash man come and he dump the trash, all the trash don't get out of the can. Because there's some stuff that's still sticking in the bottom. Y'all ain't talking to the Lord now. See, y'all think y'all got rid of the trash, but no, there's some stuff still sticking because there was some liquid that was wasted. That caused things to be sticking and it got stuck. Other stuff got stuck on it and everything. And now you're still having those spirits down on the inside. But until we get a thorough cleaning, come and to create and be a clean heart and renew a righteous spirit within me. This is so good. And it's still saying on the thing, same thing we've been telling you, number 29. It says to identify the complainers. Yeah, y'all gonna get this. You might not want it. But we get it. Yeah, we do. We thank God for those again who tune in on our Wondrous Word broadcast, radio broadcast. Those of you that's here on campus tonight and those that are tuned in via our Facebook Live, we thank God for you sharing with us once again. Look, identify the complainers. I just got ran through this, but it's coming up again. Look, you will hear a lot of garbage and unbelief dumped into your ears today. You're going to hear a lot of stuff that's going to be dumped in your ears. You got to be able to come to the point of naming it what it is. Liar. Cheater. Complainer. Gossiper. Busybody. You got to name it for what it is. Troublemaker. You got to name it. Why? Folk will get upset. Because people can't handle the truth. Can't handle it. And one thing that really gets, let me say it this way. Is when people can't see themselves, but can see everybody else. You can't see who you are, but you can see what everybody else is. Name it for what it is. You got to be able to discern complainers. Recognize the spirit of murmuring that has entered someone and poisoning every conversation. Discern
not participate. You got to know how to take the conversation in an upward way. Because that's an opportunity for God to perform a miracle. You got to know how to change. You got to know how to turn that thing around. So this is a way God can perform a miracle into this situation. Look at Numbers chapter number 11. Numbers 11. Numbers 11 and 1. I'm giving you Bible. It's everything that we is in here. I'm giving you word. I'm giving you word that's going to help you. Help me. Help us. Look what it says. And when the people complained, it displeased God. It displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp.
Close up, 3 o'clock, be right there.
Why are you worried about how long I praise the Lord? If you touch any rush, you won't leave and go get hit by a car, go ahead. I pray that don't happen. But you try to get out so quick and not get what God is trying to give you. Identify these people. 30. Because I know y'all want me to get away on that. Learn to linger in the presence of God. Learn how to linger in the presence of God. Because those who surround you influence what you become. Those folk around you will influence who you become. Who are you hanging around? What do you have? You know why it took the man so long to get healed? That was at the gate called Beautiful. Because he hung around a whole lot of sick folk. So because everybody else around him was sick and was trying to get in the pool, I ain't got nobody. Huh? Just same old story. 38 years. What's your story? What's your story? Yeah, yeah. Eight is the number of new beginnings. You can't go into your new beginning if you ain't got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we should make up in our minds, first of all, I want the Father, I want the Son, and the Holy Spirit over my life and into my life. So now I can go into my new beginning, watch this, without the complaint, without the murmuring, without the bitterness, without the hatred, without the scheming, without the negativity. I can go into my new beginning looking for better and greater things.
Yeah.
because you sure enough ain't impressive. Because if you're not impressing me, I know you're not impressing God. Yeah. Okay, I got it. And you're really not impressing yourself. The only thing you're doing to yourself is depressing. That's why you're miserable. All of you in the towel, let's start compressing it down, sealing all of that stuff down so you're depressed. Walk around miserable. Talking about you want peace. You won't get it because you got so much stuff compressed down on you. You don't realize you got a backside to release it. You're miserable because you're constipated, spiritually constipated. You wonder why your stomach hurts. You think it's the Lord talking to you. No, it's Him telling you, you got to get some of that mess out of you. If you're in His presence, your views will change. Your views, they will change in His presence. Your perceptions are even corrected in His presence. And your faith explodes in His presence. Psalm 16 and 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Look, I'm just going to end on this one. I ain't going to even start from the top. I'm going to end on this one. And yeah, I'm going to quit already. Yeah, no, watch, because this is a good one. Look at this. 31. Become someone's bridge. You gotta become somebody's bridge. Because somebody will open up and share the dream of their heart with you. And you got to be in a position and a place in your life to listen. If you got so much stuff piled up in you, you ain't going to be able to listen properly. I know it kind of sounds vulgar, but it's getting the point across. You know when you really got to go to the bathroom and somebody's talking to you? All you're doing something to try to keep your mind off. Or for you not going to the bathroom on yourself. Come on. You really ain't listening. You just, okay, all right. That sounds good.
and you agreeing with them. They said they're going to kill. They said, yeah, that sounds good. Go ahead and do it. You know, it's gonna be all right. Go ahead, you'll be fine. He just said, I'm gonna kill myself. But your mind and your focus is on whatever you're trying to stop you from going to the bathroom on yourself. So you got so much stuff in you, you can't listen properly. The dangers of distractions. So someone close to you may ache to hear an approving, encouraging word from you. You got to know how to get somebody an encouraging word. And when you got so much stuff, bitterness and all that stuff clogged up in you, you ain't gonna be able to get nobody an encouraging word. So before you know it, you may start off, well, the Lord, he's showing up to make a way out of nowhere. But before you end up with that conversation, you're gonna be told of everything that's wrong with you. Come on, I said it once before and I say it again. That's why when we go to places like hospitals and nursing homes and things of that nature, people already are sick. That's why they're in there. You don't go in a hospital telling people about how bad off you are. You in a hospital, someone is down there, got tubes and all that stuff in them. Child, y'all see all these tubes up in you and everything, but child, I'm telling you, I might need to be laying next to you because my head hurts and all this is neck, and I'm telling you, my chest and all, I'm talking about, I was in so much pain yesterday, and today I can barely make it, and you in the hospital telling somebody that's sick what the heck you going through. Stand there for an encouraging word. They pushing their butt, they nurse. Not me. Say, what's wrong? I can't breathe.
No, I can't breathe.
You go to the nursing home telling them about death.
Because you don't listen. You hear.
See, y'all missing the whole point. That's the scripture that we're going to, but I'm just using that as an example. See, I'll give you something, and because you've got so much distractions around you, you heard everything else, but you wasn't listening to your delivered word. You wasn't listening for your delivered scripture. You wasn't listening to your delivered anointing that was supposed to be placed upon you. Because I heard so much other stuff around me. I'm so focused on everybody else around me and everything around me. When God is speaking, I can't hear him because I'm listening and trying to get in your conversation. This is the point I'm trying to make, not going to the scripture. The point I'm trying to make is we're too busy trying to hear what everybody else is saying. When God is speaking through the man, through the woman of God, we're too busy trying to hear everything else. So we miss what God is saying because we don't listen.
I see folk breathing.
what it's all about. If I wouldn't do my job to challenge you, I shouldn't even be where I am. The challenge needs in every one of us to be better, whatever we do. But if we listen, we'll become better. If we listen, then we'll apply it. Well, he say, he that have an ear, let him hear. And I understand everybody won't hear. Everybody won't listen because you don't have an ear to do what the Spirit's saying. I understand that because if I stand as being your examiner, some of our lives are the same. Because we don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit says. And the Spirit has been talking, been teaching. We hadn't received it because we hadn't listened to it. So we right where we have been. I say, look at your life. On an individual, look at your life individually. Look where you are. Look where you were 5 years ago. And look at where you are today. Is it the same old complaining that you've been doing? Is it the same today as it was 5 years ago? Have your life changed? Have you been struggling, saying, okay, God, this year I want to make sure I'm financially fit and able? How long have you been saying that? Now, come on, seriously. How long have you been saying that? And each year, we're saying the same thing. Because we don't listen and apply God's word to our everyday life. When we start listening and receiving this word, applying it, nobody have to sit there and try to watch you. We'll know. Look, I know the difference in your life. Because I know what I teach. And I know what I see. So that lets me know if you've been listening to what I've been teaching. It's not hard. I don't need to be prophetic with that. Because I can see. I know what God gives me to give you. And if I don't apply it to my life first, so I know it works. I know it works. Because I've applied it to my life. So now I look at you. Okay, they're not applying. They hadn't received. I can see. So we got to make up in our mind. I'm going to start listening to the word of God. Adhering to it. Putting it in my spirit. And doing what the word of God tells me to do. That's why he said, prove me. Now it said the Lord of hosts. If you heard what I said, if you've been listening to me, now prove we don't do it. We get upset faster. Then we say we'll go and try. And the really only persons we need to really be getting upset with is us. Yeah. With ourselves. That's the only person we need to get upset with ourselves. Because it's us that's causing our own selves not to be where we need to be. Come on, God bless you. I'm done. I'm done. God bless you. God keep you heaven's power.